Where do you see this match poised at the moment then, Jeff? You've lost more time. 14 days now have gone the journey with the weather this season so far.
Yeah, well, I can safely say that if we have a full day's cricket tomorrow, there will be a result. I think both teams have got, as we stand, pretty much an even chance of winning. And really, it depends, to state the obvious, that the team that plays best tomorrow wins the game. If they bat really well and we don't bowl as well as we did in the first innings, then they would have a good chance. If we bowl as well and exploit some increasingly friendly bowling conditions, then we would have a good chance of winning also.
Paul Collingwood and Scott Borthwick put together a little bit of a partnership just before play was lost today. But at that point, at 147 for seven, you were looking like you probably weren't going to get enough runs on the board, even with the 80-run lead.
Yeah, valuable 30 runs that they've put on so far. Hopefully, Collie can bat tomorrow. It is a bad blow he took on his hand, I think, off the last ball of the day, as it turned out. So hopefully he can bat tomorrow. And if we can then with Rushworth, those two, and Harmison put on another 30, perhaps 35 runs, then we would be in a good position in the game.
And this is something was discussed by the members last night, the tail scoring runs.
Yeah, it's something we talk about all the time. Jamie Harrison did a fantastic job today as the night watchman. We went in there with, hopefully, we said to him, look, if you can see the first 10 overs, that'll be about the change bowlers. And he did more than that. I thought he was fantastic. Again, in awkward conditions, took a lot of blows, but showed a lot of character, a lot of bravery, and did a good job for the team then.
You mentioned Paul's hand. He took a nasty blow to the hand off right and went away. He was clearly in a lot of pain. He kicked his bat into the air in frustration, I think. But he's had a bit of a battering and a bruising in this game, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think Wright especially has bowled really well, really aggressively for them. He's exploited what's been in the wicket, and he's been a handful for all of the players, and he's been very, very impressive. But Collingwood was equally as brave. You know, the light was bad at that stage. He was put on his backside from a bouncer about four or five balls before, and then took the ball sort of reared back at him, and he took a blow. And thankfully, the player was suspended. Then he's gone off to hospital. No fracture has been revealed, but it's pretty badly swollen.